It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we get to talk Chadron State volleyball with head coach Jennifer Stadler. And exciting times with volleyball coach. You're getting into matches, first time of the 2020 season, now into 2021 with it being moved. Match week finally here. That's got to be really exciting. And is it a little relieving for you as well?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me, Dave. Always a pleasure to be on here. You know, it's been a long time coming. I am excited, anxious, all of the emotions, really. You know, having not played a real match in over a year, I know myself, assistant coach, and the girls are just so excited to be back on the court and getting to do something that we all love.
What a strange time it is. I guess you can call it a fall off season, really, for you. And preparation-wise, when you knew that the regular season was going to be moved into January, it became an extended off season for you in the fall, essentially. But I know you guys were busy doing all you could to prepare for where we are right now with this new schedule that begins here this weekend on the road. Tell us about the fall and what you and the team all went through in getting ready for your actual season that now gets to begin.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little bit different fall than normal, not having a season and having to really switch gears and making it more about development, chemistry, you know, putting things together. So, you know, really it was kind of nice to not have matches right away in the fall, just in the aspect that we have a lot of newcomers on our roster and just getting them kind of acclimated into our systems and our program. So that part of it was nice. You know, obviously not being playing in a normal season was just kind of mentally challenging, not just only for myself as a coach, but also for everybody in the program and in the girls, you know, not really knowing what to expect just because of the transition. So we really just took time to kind of mentally prepare for, you know, matches potentially in the future, but really just took time to kind of get better individually at first earlier in the fall, and then just working on as a team, you know, things that we wanted to maybe change from areas that were our weaknesses last year, and then also just really getting better at some of the things that I thought we were strong in. And I think chemistry was a big thing, though, overall, just getting that extra time to really get to know the new girls, the freshmen. You know, we have a different team than we did last year, losing seniors and others that didn't return. So I thought the time was beneficial for us just coming together.
We're going to get into a lot of the details of your team next. And you mentioned chemistry so many times in the response there. It's obviously a huge focus for you with your new players coming in. With five freshmen rostered this year and it being that free season with the COVID waivers, do you anticipate your freshman group seeing significant time on the court here in the winter season, if you will?
We do have a few freshmen that are going to see some playing time for us. You know, I thought we brought in a pretty strong freshman class, so there will be a few seeing some, you know, some minutes for us, I guess, if you will. And I think, you know, it will be great for them as it, you know, we don't have to redshirt them, which is nice. But essentially they are a redshirt because they get the season back. So, but they get the time to actually be on the court and the experience, which you don't normally get if you redshirt. You know, you get the practice time, but you don't get the on-court experience or match experience. So I think that will be really beneficial for those younger players that are going to get to see the court this season.
CSC Women's Volleyball Coach Jennifer Stadler with us on today's CSC Sports Journal. And kind of continuing with the roster and chemistry, it looks like everyone that was really expected to return this fall is planning to come back for this winter / spring season. It includes some really big returning standouts you've got at the net, like Chandler Hageman, Riley Griman, Sally Hernandez, another player who's done a lot in her time here with CSC. And those veterans, what do you expect out of them? And that certainly has to help the chemistry, having such a veteran group back too.
Yeah, you know, obviously Chandler's a tremendous player, and, you know, it being her senior season, you know, I think she's just got, not that she hasn't had it in the past, but I think she's got just that, you know, knowing it's her last season, so she's been coming in every day and really pushing the team to be better, but also just continuing to push herself to have another great year. Riley Greinman, she did a lot of great things for us as a freshman. Things that I've noticed is just that, you know, her IQ of the sport has definitely developed over this last year, and also just her technique as a player has just really gotten better as well. So I think she's definitely going to be a good player for us this season again. And Sally Hernandez, you know, she does a lot of great things both offensively and defensively. So she's kind of brings a little bit of that spark in the back row, energy wise, and also, you know, her work ethic. So a lot of the girls I know look up to her and try to, you know, match her energy and work ethic and practice, which is awesome to see her having that leadership ability in that, in those positions.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned defense there too with Sally, and Ashton Burditt, a tremendous libero and defensive player for you, a senior and one of the best that's come through here in a long time. She is part of the graduating class from last year. So Carly Noble's been a defensive specialist and a server for you in that back row. Does Carly kind of slide into that role now and take over in that spot, or how does it affect the lineup in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, obviously losing Ashton is a little bit of a heartbreaker. She was a great player, but also a tremendous leader for us last year. But I think Carly Noble has done a really good job stepping into that leadership role and, you know, filling those things that Ashton kind of helped do in the back row for us, as far as, you know, helping our athletes, you know, see the court well when they're attacking, but also help, you know, the younger players in their defensive roles themselves. And then also, you know, her play has gotten better. You know, she's done a really good job of working hard in developing her skills to fill that libero role. So I think, you know, Carly's been doing a really good job, and definitely I think it will fill that role well for us. And I'm excited to see her progress throughout the season and really just kind of honing in on being the libero for us.
Coach Dadler with us today on the CSC Sports Journal. And the setting position, obviously so huge and important in volleyball, and guiding that, those passes, those sets to the right spots for attacks. And Madison Webb a few years back, legendary here at Chadron State. Tori Strickbein was a freshman last year. She was very good, but not with the program now. And so where do you go on the setting side of things? How do you fill such a key role this year with your roster?
Yeah, you know, that is, like you said, a key role. I mean, it's really like football, your quarterback. And so, you know, we have three setters on our roster, and all of them have been doing a really good job competing for that role. And to be honest, as of right now, we're still trying to figure out what is going to be the most successful and effective for us offensively, and who's going to run our offense, whether that's each rotation or for the whole match, just because it's really honestly been a battle in our gym still up until yesterday. So I'm excited in that aspect that we have three strong setters that could potentially run our offense for us, or even potentially run us in a two-setter offense. So I think we've got some really good positivity looking forward in that role, and I'm hoping to see, you know, just one of them kind of edge out another one in the next couple days.
Wow, the competition sounds incredible with that position. It's got to be fun to see in practice. Do the three of those girls, when they're, you know, knowing they're competing for that spot, and you know, push each other and really challenge each other and get after it? I mean, can you just see how competitive and ultra competitive it is every single day out there?
Yeah, and it's actually been that way across the board for us, really. I think myself and my assistant coach, Kim Davis, really did a good job of bringing in a lot of depth to our roster, so which has been awesome for me as a coach. You know, I'd rather have the problem of not knowing who to put in, because we have so much depth and so much competitiveness in our gym, than it being so separated. So not only are the setters constantly competing in the gym and it being fun to watch, but that's really been across the board in all of our positions, which is awesome. And I think it's made us be able to get through this fall a little bit because it's been so competitive, and upping the level in our gym has always been one of our goals when we took over the program. Is we want to up the level of play in our gym daily so that on weekends, you know, we've been competing all week, so the weekends are just another day instead of a game. Also, I think across the board in positions, even just the setters, is they're not only competing, but they're also willing to help because they know the number one goal is it's our team success, not individual success. So although they're competing, they're also helping each other get better, whether that's giving each other tips or encouragement or whatnot. So like I said, they're competing, but they're also being friendly in the aspect that they know the number one goal is for us to be successful as a team, and whatever's going to get us there, that's what their number one goal is to do.
Sounds like your squad's really in a great mindset with that and that balance going forward, Coach. Great to hear. Jen Stadler, coach of the CSC Eagle women's volleyball team, with us on the CSC Sports Journal here today. We're going to look at the opponents that Shadron State will face on Friday, as well as some of the other scheduling quirks and things a little bit later here in the interview. But let's go now to the RMAC coaches preseason poll. That was released, in Shadron State slotted in 10th, and that would be two spots outside of a postseason berth. What do you make of the prediction from the coaches around your conference on where they think you guys will finish?
You know, it's kind of hard to really know what, you know, what other coaches are thinking and why you get placed where you get placed. You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday with our team, and I always say that you have to earn your right to be ranked high. And although I thought we did some good things last year, I think we still, in coaches' minds that are traditionally in the top half of the conference, don't see us there. And so we have to earn the right for them to see us there. So, and by doing that, we have to show up and show out on the weekends. And so although we don't want to put too much energy into a preseason poll because, you know, last year we were ranked really low preseason and finished higher than what we were ranked, we also want to keep it in the back of our mind as kind of a driving force to say, you know, we want to prove some people wrong, and we want to, you know, make a name for ourselves, and we want to continue to build this program into where we envision it to be.
It's also kind of a sneaky thing and kind of a positive, don't you think, Coach, to, you know, be under the radar and you don't have that bullseye on your back? You know, this year everybody's gunning for Regis, gunning for that key win over Metro State of Denver, knowing it would be the biggest, arguably, of their season. Do you kind of see it as like, hey, you know what, it's okay to be 10th. We've got the chip on our shoulder inside of us, you know, with the internal motivation, seeing that. But then also, teams may not quite take us as seriously as maybe they should, and that could help us out as we go along and surprise some people.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it does give us that little bit of hopefully people will underestimate us and we'll go in and prove them wrong. But, you know, I always want this program to be some people who do fear us. And so, you know, we want to be one of the teams in the RMAC where people are always ready, you know, wanting to be ready to play us, and don't, you know, overthink us and not, you know, think of that next weekend, maybe that tougher opponent. We want to be their tough opponent. So, you know, we've just got some work to do to get us there.
I love that, Coach. We want to be a team that others fear. That is such an awesome mentality, and we're on our way with you and the girls with what we're looking ahead in the program. Coach, you guys have a lot of great things moving forward. I just love that comment from you. We've got Coach Stadler with us on the show, and let's dive into the first matches. They're just a couple of days away. Let's go first to who you face first on Friday. UCCS, you get the Mountain Lions, and that's a kind of a weird start time, 11 o'clock in the morning for first serve, and the Mountain Lions were picked number six in the preseason poll, so it looks like you guys get a good challenge to start out the season.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be different playing two matches in one day, and that's it. You know, that's kind of what COVID did to our season, is it just made it a little bit interesting. So, you know, we kind of are looking at it as normally when we would play a normal season and have our first weekend, we would play two games in a day because it would be a tournament and it would be earlier games. So, you know, other than it only being one day, it's not extremely different other than it's conference matches. So, you know, it's going to be more, you got to be focused mentally in right away both games, and you can't take, you know, those mental times off. You know, UCCS is traditionally they're a good team. They were a good team last year. I know a lot of their players are back and a lot of their lineup is back. You know, who's to say, obviously, on Friday when we show up, it could be, completely different players on the court than what we saw last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did go to five with them last year and I thought we competed well. I thought we missed out on some opportunities last year to beat them at UCCS. So I know the girls are hungry to go back and play them and to hopefully be competitive again as well against them and really try to set the tone for our season right away playing, you know, a higher ranked team in the conference.
Gotta love a revenge match to start the season too, right, Coach? Payback match. Coach Stadler with us on the show tonight. Let's look at match number two. You said it, same day, you turn right back around, get back on the court to take on Westminster at 3 o'clock. So a couple hours break in between there, and the Griffins not getting any love really in the preseason poll. The other coaches have them checking in last at 14th place. What can you tell us about that matchup and what you know about Westminster?
Unfortunately, I think they got ranked that low just because of their record last year and kind of how they finished out. But I have been telling my team this isn't the same Westminster team as we've seen. I do know when I look at their roster, there's a lot of new faces. They do have a couple players that did good things for them last year. Both of their outsides are returning, and they both saw significant minutes and did a lot of good things for their program last year. So, you know, we're kind of expecting to see them in those roles. But other than that, I think it's going to be a whole new team. So, you know, they might be the team flying under the radar here in the RMAC this year. And we're going to prepare to play them. I mean, they took us to five here last year. So we're, you know, not overlooking them at all. We're looking to play a competitive team, even though where they're ranked, you know, like I said, preseason rankings, I don't take in too much consideration knowing that it's been a year since we've played these teams, and so a lot can change in a year, and so we're preparing for that mindset.
It really can, and we're not going to know how anybody really is until matches start to happen, which is it's always fun to predict and project and kind of look ahead, uh-huh. But boy, you just don't know anything until you really get out there and see. And Coach, I'd like to finish up today, if we can, with just some thoughts from you on scheduling. You know, we mentioned the doubleheaders, you're going to start with that, the three-team pods, and you talked about tournament play. You know, you're used to playing multiple teams and in a day and things like that, but now it's three-team RMAC pods. You only have five matches at Chicoine Center this year, so not a whole lot of home games, and now you got two full seasons in the calendar year of 2021 as well, so not as long of a traditional offseason going into next year, which is just a handful of months down the road already. Give us some thoughts on how all the scheduling stuff has played out and how that looks.
You know, I think the RMAC tried to do a really good job of giving us games so that we could get to play this year, and trying not to burn our players out so that we can turn around and play in the fall, which will be a quicker turnaround than we're normally used to. But it is going to be challenging in the fact that there will be weekends where we play two conference matches back to back, and you know, if in it two of those go to four or both of them go to five sets, that's going to be a really long, grueling day for our athletes. So not only do they have to be physically ready for that, but also mentally ready for that. And being able to turn around and play a conference opponent back-to-back, whereas, you know, normally we get, you know, at least a night to kind of settle down and regroup for that next team. So, you know, mentally I think it's going to be different, and the girls are going to have to figure out a way to win back to back and, you know, not allow themselves to let the fatigue sink in or the mental fatigue sink in. Mm-hmm. You know, and then also those off weekends only playing one team, and, you know, mentally and physically preparing to play one team on those off weekends. And so that's going to definitely be different. And then also the fact we're playing in masks. So that's going to be challenging in and of itself. So, you know, I think the girls are really, there's a lot of things that are going to be on their plate that they're going to have to, you know, map through and, you know, try to not let those things that they can't control the outcome of the matches. And then, you know, only having a few home matches at Chicoine is, disappointing because, you know, you always want to play at home. So, you know, we're just going to take those opportunities that we are getting and try to maximize those opportunities and play to the best of our abilities if and when we get a home crowd, or at least being in Chicoine. Just will be nice to have our girls play at home and get at least a few matches here in the Chicoine Center. So we just got to be grateful for the things that we're getting and try to use everything that we're getting to the best of our abilities.
Absolutely, and hopefully we do get some fans in there to make it tough on road opponents. What about the difference between the regular offseason now, because you're playing all the way up into, you know, mid-April potentially, hopefully further in a tournament situation, NCAA tournament, if that continues and goes forward, then jumping into fall 2021, how's that going to affect recruiting and your offseason and things going forward with two full seasons this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to affect recruiting in the fact that right now is usually my recruiting time, or any coach's recruiting time for that matter, for volleyball. And, you know, it was helpful that the state of Nebraska played their season during the fall. So we actually got to watch some high school matches that we would normally get to watch, even though it was on, you know, on the internet and through our computers or whatnot. But, you know, Colorado is somewhere where we go a lot for recruiting, and they're doing their high school and club season right now. So although, you know, we won't get to physically go in and see those, hopefully a lot of them will be streamed that we'll get to watch maybe on the bus and during our trips on travel. And, you know, I guess the nice thing that we're only playing one day a weekend, that other day I'll get to sit in front of my computer and watch a lot of recruiting matches, I guess. You know, but I think the thing that's really going to be challenging is usually we use this time to really break down individually and get better so that we can prepare well for the fall. And we really won't get that time in between this season and fall season to really break down things and hone in on some skills. So I think, you know, our younger athletes in our program, they're going to have to find a way to excel their skill differently than the older athletes are used to doing. So myself and Coach Davis have been trying to think of ways that we can really still get our team ready to go in the fall after this season and be creative in how we're going to do that. You know, haven't come to any decisions or any ideas really yet, but that is going to be different for us. We're not going to get that 5 months to prepare for fall. We're really only going to get the summer, and we're not allowed to have contact with our athletes during the summer. So it's going to be interesting. You know, 2 days might look a little different in the fall, next fall, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to find a way, and I know the girls will be motivated to find a way to still be successful. Find a way to be successful.
It's going to be interesting to see it all play out over the summer. Can't wait to hear what you come up with to have them get prepared for the fall. Coach, we know something will come to mind. You mentioned masks. Is that a mandate by the RMAC to play volleyball this year that teams have to wear masks, or is that something you guys decided as a team or that you're mandating for your team?
Yeah, so the RMAC decided that we're wearing masks, and then that's to prevent us from doing some other things that basketball is having to do as far as COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to be honest, our team has been practicing in masks since day one because that is something we chose as a team to do. And now that it's mandated, it really didn't change a lot for us. And I think our girls are grateful that we chose to do that a long time ago so that we didn't have to start trying to figure out how to play in masks just these last week and a half that we've got. So that's, you know, a positive out of it, I guess. You know, I know it is difficult for the girls, and I've just appreciated their extra level of effort that they're having to commit to, you know, playing such a high intense game with limited breathing. Those masks on. So that does present another challenge to it, definitely. But hopefully that can keep our season for volleyball across the conference going, because we are wearing masks, and so hopefully that will limit the risk of exposure team to team when we go and play away.
Absolutely. I can't imagine how tough it is to play volleyball, such a high intensity and just an incredible sport to watch, and let alone putting a mask on, like you said, with the breathing. It's such great foresight that you guys had to practice in masks and learn how to play and practice and just do your job in masks on the court leading into what is the season, knowing that could be possible. What an advantage that could end up being for you as the season moves along. Great stuff, Coach. Really enjoyed enjoyed hearing from you today and about the CSC volleyball ladies and the preseason, and then getting ready to have your first matches on Friday at Colorado Springs. I want to wish you guys the best of luck all season long. Can't wait to get you on the radio here very soon, and good luck this week down at Colorado Springs.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure, and we are super anxious and excited to play, and yeah, we hope we get to talk about the matches next week with you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.